This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early fall, in the second week of the Orb Weaver Moon Equinox Week, the first week of the Sun in Libra. I have always been partial towards spiders. My mother, a stay-at-home mom who spent a lot of time in the basement washing clothes, refusing to use an automatic washer, always talked fondly of spiders. They were her friends, she often told me. I believed her, and so I've lived my life in harmony with spiders, protecting them when I can and only intervening in their activities occasionally to save a moth or a butterfly. And I usually encounter my favorite spiders, the Microcenas and the Orb Weavers, at the end of late summer and the beginning of autumn. The Microcenas are the odd-shaped, dark-bodied arachnids that build their webs across your hiking paths in the woods. And although they start their activities in middle summer, it is after the close of late summer that they are most common. Two kinds of orb weavers work in my yard, a long-bodied variety that places its web above my small pond starting in July, and a larger, round-bodied variety that always seems to create its traps across the door to my tool shed in September and October. Like woolly bear caterpillars, these spiders are prophets of the cold to come. As well, they are models of industry and foresight, and they don't hide their activities in basements. Most important to me, though, is that they spin a connection between my mother and me in this thin time of autumn, reminding me of friendships past and still to come. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of early fall. In the meantime, make friends with a spider or someone else.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.